At will. Okay, so just real quickly on the applications. So the point of this topic is really to kind of talk about what are the things that you can do in your employment documentation to help either stay in compliance or at least prove up your compliance or to be kind of a defensive documentation. In other words, things that will help you if you end up in a dispute with an employee and it goes to court. So defensive documentation is the name of the game. So we're going to talk about some of the key documents that you typically see in the employment context. Starting with the application, make sure somewhere in your application it references that employment is at will. And give a definition of that, you know, that most applications that I see now do this. You know, but what they don't do is that added provision that says not only are you at will, but no one in the company other than, like, the CEO has the authority to alter your at-will status, and even then it has to be in a writing signed by both you and the CEO to alter that, okay? So there's a shorter way to say that. I'm being a little wordy, but you want to make it clear that there's no oral exceptions, right? So if they want to say that they had something special, you can point back to the offer letter, you can point back to the application, you can point to your handbook, everything is crystal clear. No, there's no oral deals. At will is it, unless you have something very specific in writing signed by you and by the CEO or by you and, you know, an officer or however you want to define it, but make it very clear that those are going to be very rare exceptions. You can also put a jury waiver or arbitration provision. It has to be obviously very short if it's going to put on your application, but you can put something in there. And the advantage of that is then if you get sued for not hiring somebody, you'll still have the alternate dispute resolution process available to you, right? So because if they've agreed to the jury waiver, if they've agreed to the arbitration in a state that's going to honor that, then you've already got it done, right? So that can be helpful.